Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Wednesday, October 13th newsletter. Tonight's newsletter, as you can see, divided into five major sections. I did add some trade idea setups. We've actually had some nice setups in this market. You know, we've been putting very few setups out there, but most of them have worked pretty nicely. I found a few bottoming setups tonight, so I added those. Precious metals had an awesome day. You know, I've been showing a handful of precious metals stocks for about 2 weeks, like HMY, IAG, SILJ, some others, and they've really rocked the last couple days. So we're going to cover those as well. I'm also going to show you some bigger picture charts of gold, which I've covered in some of my YouTube videos, but going to look at that. And as far as the market was, after a little morning pop, it had a nice pullback, but it recovered. So the bulls held on. If you look at the S&P, it rallied right near a 61.8% Fib retracement area. So it held that. That's a positive. The pattern that I'm monitoring that would be one for the bulls is a potential diamond, or what I'll say is a sloppy inverse head and shoulder pattern. So that's the hope for the bulls. Again, the onus is still on the bulls, of course. So let's go ahead and get started here. Item number two shows the index sector table what transpired today and this week. So you can see all the indexes were up today. Well, the Dow was flat, but we don't really follow the Dow. It's only 30 stocks. So other indexes up nicely, anywhere from 0.5% to 0.7%. The techs led today. As far as the major market sectors, most of them were up. Just some slight pullbacks here in the banks, financials. You know, there's an energy. They're the sectors that were leading while tech was lagging, so they pulled back today. Tech came back today a bit, and utilities bounced. They've been, in the crapper, so they were up 1.2%. Currencies, U.S. dollar down 0.5%. So that big pullback, that definitely helped the precious metals today, which we'll get to in a minute. Bitcoin, crypto, they were up slightly today. The stocks were initially down, but they rebounded. There's still some decent looking patterns there, potential flags in some of the stocks like Mara. Commodities. Now, a lot of the major commodities were down today. A lot of the ag area. But what really stood out was copper up 4.4%. So big move there. Now, if we go to precious metals, big day there. As you know, that area has been so weak for so long, but we started seeing the precious metal stocks outperform, about a week ago. And it's the stocks that lead, guys, not the metal. Okay. So that was an early good, positive sign. I found some really good trade setups there a couple weeks ago. I'd been showing them every day. HMY was my favorite. Had just a unbelievable textbook falling wedge pattern. That's played out nicely. So nice moves there. And, GDX up 3.25%. So it continues to outperform. As far as bonds, both high yield corporate and TLT were up today. Next, item number three shows the economic news calendar today. The CPI numbers came out and they were pretty much around where they were expected. They were just a tad over. So not enough to spook the market. Tomorrow we have the PPI and initial jobless claims, and of course, natural gas inventories. Now let's go ahead and jump to the index charts, folks. So first chart below, item number four is the daily chart of the S&P. Again, obviously no major technical changes here, but you can see the little doji today. We are off the lows. Again, we're still below the 20. Moving average ribbon, still bearish. So the onus is on the bulls ultimately. Are we still destined to come down again or not? I think a lot of it's going to depend on earnings and everything else, right? But you see a potential higher low that could form here if the market can rally right from here. Next, chart number five, here's that 60-minute chart I've been showing. So as you know, we stopped at that upper channel last week. We pulled back this week. We filled an open gap from the 7th. We went probed lower, and you can see, even though it makes the chart a bit messy, I added the fibs here from that October 4th low to the October 7th high, and you can see today we Pinocchio'd just a little below the 61.8% fib area, and we rallied from there. So that's good. Here's a pretty simple thing, guys. If you think we're going to go back up, you could put a stop right there. Okay. For the bull case, you really don't want to go back below that. You know what I mean? So easy stop could go there. Now, on the 60-minute time frame, you can see your moving average ribbon still hasn't flipped. But it was nice to see the bulls at least defend that 61.8% fib area today. Next. Trevor 6, here's a 15-minute view. You can see the fibs, how we Pinocchio'd through there a little bit this morning, came back, and we broke out of this little steep channel. Next. Trevor 7, here's a two-hour view, and this is what I posted on the trading community before the close. This kind of sloppy inverse head and shoulder pattern. I know Steve is not in love with these where the neckline is down sloping like that, but it doesn't mean it can't work out. But it's something to monitor. Like I said, for this to play out, we need to have a higher low here, right? It's pretty much that simple. You need to see rally up. You need to see rally break through that downtrend line. All right. Next. Chart 8, here's another view. This is probably really what the pattern is, some sort of diamond. You can see I have the inverse head and shoulder labeled, but it's more of a diamond, and this diamond could break either way, all right? Finally, chart 9, here's the 5-minute view, shows you today's action, how we gapped up a little in the morning, we sold off quickly to scare a few folks, and then the market rallied back. Next, chart number 10, moving to the KISS charts. No changes here, guys. I mean, no changes in the BPTMAs. They're still below the ribbons. They're kind of pinched underneath the ribbons. So like I said, the onus is on the bulls. We got that doji today. We'll see if bulls can build on this or not. Next, chart number 11, here's the various cycle time frames. The only thing to point out here really is the 120-minute chart on the bottom left. You can see we had the cycle buy where we bounced off of, which coincided right with that ATR. So again, for the bulls, you really want to hold that area. And I also want to see the 60 stochastics get over that 50% area where you see my arrow. Next, chart 12, here's the daily Qs. They were at 0.8%, but still nothing really on the chart. Like I said, this could still go either way, right? This could easily come down again if it wanted to, you know, I mean, technically nothing's changed on this chart. So again, like I said, the onus is on the bulls. You know, the bulls better hope that potential inverse head and shoulder pattern plays out on the, you know, 2-hour chart I showed you above. Because this could easily come down again and, you know, go down into that thin zone if it wanted to, depending on, you know, news that comes out, earnings season, etc. Next. Chart 13, here's the 60-minute view. And finally, chart 14 is another 60-minute view. So this is a channel, parallel channel Steve drew. So again, really bulls need to get, you know, at minimum over that downtrend channel line. Next, chart 15 is the 15-minute view. Again, so we did have this perfect zigzag pullback. Steve pointed it out last night. We did find support almost near the 61.8 fib. So like I said, could that be it? Could the bulls rally from here? Maybe. Again, my suggestion, if you need to be long, you want to be long, just put a stop there. Be a pretty tight stop at this point. Next. Chart 16, here's the KISS. Now, one thing that changed here is the, I don't often talk about this one very much, but you can see the BPTMA, the one, the line there without the ribbon. You see how it was white, gray, or gray color? It's turning green here, so that's a potential positive. And again, we've held that weekly ATR above so far. Next, chart 17 is the various cycle time frames. And again, really just the same comments as apply as on the cycles from the S&P. Next, chart 18, here's the FANG index. It contains a lot of the FANG stocks. So early on today, I pointed out that the FANG stocks were holding up better than the market. And that was a positive. And you can see that here on the FANG. They did pull back off the 61.8 fib the other day, but bounced today. Again, the bullish view, guys, you got a simple ABC pullback that is bottomed. We'll see. It's got to get above that 61 fib on a closing basis. Next. Chapter 19, here's Apple, Crapple. It was down initially today, but came off those lows. Next. Chapter 20, Microsoft. That was up nicely today. So we'll see if these, you know, big name FANG type stocks can hold up or not. Market really needs that if it's going to go up again. Next. Chapter 21, IWM small caps. So I drew a coil. As you know, we have a channel. We have a coil within the channel, the dotted lines, and we have another smaller coil within the coil. Kind of a fractal here. Next. Chapter 22 is the 60-minute chart. You can see the big coil there. All right, guys, that does it for the indexes. Now, I will say that futures tonight, let me look, they are up a bit. ES futures are up about 13. Again, that can obviously change by the morning. So let's move on. Chapter 23, here's the VIX down today with the market up, as you'd expect. Keep an eye on the correlation below. You can see it's starting to turn down a bit. If that were to spike down, that would be something to take notice of. Next. Chapter 24, here's the VVIX. It's still above, you know, below the 110 area. Next. Chapter 25, high yield corporate. They did bounce today, but again, they're still below the 9 EMA. You know, they could easily fail there. So the bulls need to get above that 9 EMA on a closing basis. And volume so far in this bounce hasn't really been impressive. You know, it was stronger on the decline. Next, chapter 26, TLT, nice rally from that low. You know, it's had a divergent low there. That move up in the bonds, falling rates helped the market, especially the tech. Next, chapter 27 shows you the major sector charts. We're only going to look at a few sectors, so let's go ahead and do that. Chapter 28, XLK technology, again, similar to the triple Qs. A little bounce here, but again, they got a lot of work to do. Next, chapter 28, XLC, communication sector. Again, contains a lot of those FANG stocks. It's kind of on this ledge support. You know, the 200-day moving average isn't far below. That's the only thing that scares me. You know, magnet could be, you know, could eventually suck price down and that would, you know, take the market down with it. But we'll see if it can hold here or not. Like I said, onus is on the bulls. Next. Chapter 30, financials. I drew this kind of extended upper trend line connecting all those data points. You can see it touches 4 points in the price. So it's a valid trend line. Nice pullback from there. Next, chapter 31, XLE Energy. Like I said, it got a little overbought the other day, but guys, help. Hopefully none of you took a big short on it because, again, it's strong. And you can see today, found support just near the 9 EMA, bounced off of it. Finally, chapter 32, here's the 60-minute chart. So, again, you can see it just continues to stair-step up. Notice on the MACD, I have the line there. That what that's been signaling is each low has had reverse divergence. So you might want to look up reverse divergence if you don't know what that is. It's opposite of negative divergence or positive divergence. So it's where you have a higher highs in price, lower low in the indicator, which is actually positive. You could also see the moving average ribbon. So this could easily flag up again, as you can see. All right, let's move on to some commodities. Chapter 33, crude oil. Slightly off the highs today. Really nothing to say, guys. It's in a super strong uptrend. Just, you know, little pause day. Next. Chapter 34, copper, having its day. It's been coiling for quite a long time. All the other commodities have been rallying, so I've been wondering when copper is going to start participating. And you can see it did it a big way today. Again, this could have quite a ways to go, guys. Next. Chapter 35, here's the tradable ETF, CPER. That's a way to play it. Next. Chapter 36, DBA Agriculture. Nice pullback from that sloping trend line. So right to the 20 and 50-day moving averages. Next, chapter 37, Joe Coffee ETF. Again, this has been a nice move out of that big coil that we showed back in September. Big move yesterday. That was an area to take some profits. Little pullback today. Next, Chapter 38, lumber. Again, lumber out looked super bullish last week out of that coil. Moved higher. Next, chapter 39, uranium. Big, massive 2 days. Had an ABC pullback. I always been stating that uranium is a buy on pullbacks, guys. It's a major bull market. So hopefully some of you are in uranium for these last 2 days. Look at that volume. Next. Look at some individual stocks. Steve showed these last night, LEU, and you can see followed through on momentum. Most of them did. So let's look at some others. Chapter 41, Quad U, same deal, followed through on momentum. And finally, Chapter 42, UEC, another one. Again, all these uranium plays were momentum. So, all right, let's move on to cryptos. Chapter 43, Bitcoin. Bitcoin been holding up well here. Still kind of has a little flag look to it, but beautiful move from that perfect ABC pullback that it had back in September. Next, chapter 44, Ethereum. Ethereum may play some catch up, so this is one to watch. It's got a little tight coil here. Next, moving on to the stocks. Here's one of the ETFs that follow Bitcoin. Nice update today. Could be flagging again. Next, chapter 46, Mara. Again, nice update today. You know, you got a tight little high and tight flag here. Maybe get another quick pop. Next, chapter 47, Hut. Nice rally off the 9 EMA as well. Got kind of a horizontal breakout play as well. Moving on, chapter 48, US dollar ETF. Nice pullback. That, of course, helped the precious metals. Next, let's move to precious metals. Gold, nice update, up 2%. Again, guys, look what is the evidence that was staring in your face that this could happen. Look at the ratio, GDXGLD ratio. It started trending up in early October. So it's been trending up about 2 weeks. The stocks lead, that was your early warning that this area could have, that the metals could soon follow. Next. Chapter 50, let's look at some longer term charts of gold. So here's a weekly view. Really nice look. You can see the nice rounded bottom it had, that multi-year rounded bull type pattern that it had that finally busted out of there in 2019. Really nice uptrend. It peaked in mid-2020. And it's been consolidating, this long consolidation. You got a big major support at that 1675 area. Main resistance is the downtrend line. Now, if we can clear that downtrend line, it could be off to the races on a major power move. So let's move on. Chapter 51, here's the monthly chart. And this is the chart I've been talking about in the video. So here's your bull case, guys, that we could be forming this large ABC handle of a big kind of a cup and handle-like pattern. And rally out of it in a big way. Maybe it won't be, probably wouldn't be till next year. Remember, this is a monthly chart. But just think about this. Everyone has been considering gold dead. Everyone thinks all the gold bugs converted to crypto nuts. And, you know, people have written it off. But all the commodities have been having these insane moves, Super Bowl markets. I think gold could have its day still, you know. We'll see. Let's move on. Chapter 52, silver, up to date, testing the downtrend channel line now. The 50-day moving average just overhead. Next. Chapter 53, platinum. I pointed this out the other day. It looks bullish. Broke that trend line. It's flagging here. PPLT is the ETF. Next. Chapter 54, GDX. Broke through the downtrend line. Okay. That is a positive. That downtrend line, it's steep, but it can now act as support on a pullback. Okay. So if you're not in any of these things, I would watch for the next major pullback. But you can see that ratio, how it's been leading. Next. Chapter 55, GDX 60-minute time frame. So I pointed out this falling wedge pattern back in late September, and you could see how well that worked out. All right. 60-minute chart, a positive here is that there's no MACD divergence whatsoever. It's still very strong. Next. Moving on to some trade ideas. So here's SILJ. This was an easy way to play a lot of the silver miners. Got a little resistance up in here, but honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it breaks through it. Next. Charmer 57, HMY. This is one I've been showing since late September. To me, it was just an absolute textbook falling wedge. It had perfect five waves in it, MACD divergence. And this was my favorite setup in all of them when I looked at them a couple weeks ago. Steve hasn't been showing this one for some reason, but to me, it really just stood out. I mean, this could have been in a technical analysis book. So beautiful, just followed through again. Again, guys, I'm far from perfect. Do you know what I could have done better here? Because I like the pattern so much, I should have bought a much larger position initially than what I did. Okay, so that was my mistake, not having the conviction with my money that my brain did. So that's where I falter sometimes. Next. Charmer 58 Newmont. I showed this falling wedge about a week ago. Kind of faltered initially trying to break the wedge, but finally followed through today, closing right at the 50-day. Notice how the ratio curled up here. Next. Charmer 59 IAG. This was another one of my favorites a couple weeks ago. It's had a really nice move out of here, out of the space. Next. Charmer 60 RGLD. So this is one I showed on Monday. Is a, you know, washed out divergent low. You had the divergence in the 5 RSI indicator. Nice rally today up to the 20 MA. Okay. Now there's not much of a pattern here besides that. So I'd have been more inclined to take profits on this, unless you're willing just to give it a stop at the lows. This is quite oversold, you know, in the longer term basis, if you look at a weekly chart. Next. Charmer 61, AEM. Steve showed it last night. He thought it would get some follow through, and that's what happened today. Next. Let's look at some others. AXU. Low-priced one, breaking through a nice clean resistance here on good volume. Next, Charmer 63 BTG, breaking through a channel on very strong volume. Next, Charmer 64 EGO, look at that power move. Now, again, I wouldn't chase it now, but maybe on a pullback. Next, Charmer 65 Goro, coming off a double bottom. Next, Charmer 66 GPL, very low priced one. Coil pattern here. So again, I'm not trying to overwhelm you with a ton of ideas here, guys, but I always think it's a good idea to own at least several of the stocks just because sometimes these suckers can be whippy. Again, you could always just do the GDXJ and SILJ if you don't want to deal with any of the individual names. But those are some of the ones that stood out to me. Now let's move to traditional trade ideas. Charmer 67 BABA. I showed this as a falling wedge a couple weeks ago, and it's played out fantastically. Now, sometimes these can morph into inverse head and shoulder patterns, so that's something I'll be watching for. Next, Charmer 68 Blue was a setup, long setup I mentioned on the weekend. Had a really nice move this week, even today, but finally pulled back off those highs. Let's take a look at the 30-minute. Charmer 69 is a 30-minute. The 30-minute had what was basically a textbook inverse head and shoulder pattern. Played out perfectly. And I hope you took some profits today. Finally giving some back. Now that 1980-ish area can now be support. Next. Charmer 70 PRCT. One from Steve. Tight coil pattern. And this thing has really played out. Look at that ribbon expansion. Next. Charmer 71 LXRX. Just a very clean, simple breakout idea of mine from last week through the 541 area. Done very well. Next. Charmer 72, Rocket Lab. This has played out so far for a quick short. Next. Charmer 73, DDOG. Steve had it last night. Nice quick pop to the upside on expanded volume. Next. Charmer 74, Bill. One from Steve last night. Nice pop as well. Next. Charmer 75, INSM coil pattern from late last week. It's played out nicely. Pulling back a little bit today. Next. Trevor 76, Bumble. Steve had it last night as an either or, which means you could have taken it as a long off the support area. A tight stop. Next. Trevor 77 and on, moving to some setups to monitor. So here's EVC. Steve showed it last night. Tight coil. Very valid setup. We like these coils. Next. Trevor 78, AMD, one of my pet stocks. The bullish view is you have a completed five-wave wedge pattern here. So you could be long here. Stop at yesterday's lows, essentially. Next. Trevor 79, Stitch Fix. I know Steve is in love with this one, but you know it's obviously had a heck of a correction from the highs this year. I mean, my God, it was $113 at one point this year. So heck of a correction. One of my professional clients who I talk with on Mondays, he kind of likes this one, so I do monitor it. It is at a major long-term support here. So, you know, if the market doesn't just, you know, market holds up or whatever, you know, maybe this is an area for it to rally from. Next. Chart 80, Angie's List. 60-minute chart. You got a very clean resistance here at 13. Next. Chart 81, YSG. Looks like a Chinese stock, but so I'm not sure what they do. It's possible it could be one of those, I don't know. Best to look and see what they do, but I do like the volume that's coming into it here. You got a clean trend line, flag pattern. Maybe you get a trade. Next. Chart 82, GNLN. Nice pattern off of a base, double bottom. Volume expansion coming into it today. Next. Chart 83, Kron. Falling wedge type pattern. And there you go, guys. So we will see what happens tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.